Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Does today have a point? A question I ask myself every morning when I wake up. Today I kind of want to talk about a little bit of games, a little bit of not a games. I guess the first thing to get this out of the way real quick, Logan and I are planning on doing Extra Life November 8th, probably starting around 9 a.m. Eastern time. We will be going for 24 hours, a thing these 34-year-old bones have not done since my son was born. And that was a very, very different type of energy required to do that. So we're going to be going for 24 hours. We've got some fun, like, solo stream ideas for both of us. It's going to be a fun time of seeing our very particular flavors of ways we like to enjoy video games. You will probably get to see Logan play RuneScape and talk about it a lot, which is something I'm really looking forward to. I also have some stuff lined up. I want to play some No Man's Sky. I know I just missed that new expedition, which is unfortunate, but I have not played No Man's Sky on PC. I have it on three different consoles, and I really want to get in there and do some shipbuilding and probably name some dorky-looking animals some dorky names. Also, Pacific Drive is something that I've been meaning to play and have been almost explicitly saving it for Extra Life. And last thing, which I am, like, super stoked for, I am fully stealing this from the Remap folks. They do this thing called Steam Vent, which is where they basically pick a random Steam game or during Next Fest, like a random demo, play it for exactly 10 minutes, move on to the next one. I have, over the course of the year, piled up just an absolute stack of demos that I've been meaning to get to and simply have not. And so my plan was to do that, to do some running through demos, rapid fire demos, just to, you know, have some fun and see where it goes. So we've got some jam-packed stuff. There's going to be some weird survival gaming going on because we are deep in our Sons of the Forest mode. I don't know if we'll be playing that, but there is one that I think falls directly into our wheelhouse that we'll be trying out, at least for a little bit, and then we'll see what happens. But yeah, Extra Life, November 8th, starting around 9 a.m. Eastern. Be there, or be square. It's for the kids. We'll have a donation page up, you know, contribute what you can. We'll have... You know, if we're seeing some traction, we have some incentives we could pull from. The ever-looming threat of making me play Atomic Heart is there, unfortunately. But yeah, that's happening November 8th. That'll be at twitch.tv/70%complete. I think that's the account. You can tell how much I use it. But yeah, we'll be there 24 hours. 6 hours each solo-ish, I think, with the other one kind of riding shotgun. And then we have probably about 12 hours of fun together time, or flex time, if you will. If the GoldenEye speedrunning segment runs long, we've got some flex time there. So lots of fun stuff planned for that. Come hang out, support the kids. Extra Life is a really fun time every year. I love it just to see, you know, all the people come out and kind of support all these hospitals. We'll be supporting the Boston Children's Hospital, one that I actually get to see outside my normie job office window pretty often. So it's a good hospital. They've been fantastic in the area. So it's a good cause. Come hang out, watch us do dumb shit, and, you know, spend your Saturday with us. Drop in when you can, see what you want. But yeah, that's coming up soon. That will be this Saturday, actually, November 8th. I'll say it one more time for the people. Also, other fun stuff happening. Let's see. So the Content Mill podcast, the next episode is coming out tomorrow. That's a fun one. We've only been doing 7 episodes so far. I will say it is probably one of the best podcasts I have ever done. I love the shit that we do on 70% Complete. The vibe is very different. You need to listen to episode 7 of The Content Mill. Actually, you should watch the video version. That's probably more important for this one. It is an absolute clown show, and I will apologize for nothing. All right. So today's point, besides the kids, doing it for the kids, this is like such a, this is a 70% Complete episode. I'm sorry. I have some shit I have to do today. And, you know, don't tell anyone who may be in a position of authority. But I have some shit I got to do today. So we're going to play a little bit of hooky, because of Extra Life. My office is an absolute disaster. It's been a disaster for weeks. I've like moved everything around so that I can, you know, fit my office in a way that is more conducive to video stuff, which is a weird, I don't know, like you see YouTube backdrops and you see kind of people who do, like designy Instagram videos and everything. And I think the thing that you don't think about, that has taken me a long time to figure out how to accommodate it is, lighting. So lighting is tricky, obviously. Otherwise everyone would have good lighting. But it means that in order to be a person who sits at a desk and then also be well lit for things that are being filmed from that desk, you need to have a light on the other side of the desk. And the way that most people handle that are these like really like wafer thin LED panels on stands. They're like the Elgato, what are they? Elgato key lights, I think is what they're called. They're like little, I think they're probably like, I don't know, 5-inch by, you know, 3 or 4 inch LED panels. And you can flip them on. They like hit you with really intense light. And then that kind of helps the camera balance for your actual face, which is fine. Like that's like typical like stream light setup, which is good. And like when you see someone who is generally well lit, it's either that or it's like a ring light or something, which you can tell because their eyeballs look like they're demons, which is why I don't like ring lights. But the trouble is, Logan and I are both people who have backgrounds in theater light design, and you know, the backgrounds. We did it for a couple years at like a community theater level. So like we're not doing like big shows or anything, but we played with Movers once and that was fun. And so our lighting stuff is much more kind of in line with live production and leaning more towards like film studio setup almost. We deal with a lot of open space and a lot of like colored gels and you know, different like 3-point lighting from the perspective of like you have stuff up high, you have stuff in the floors, and then you have stuff from the sides or the back, which is a little bit different than what you typically talk about when you talk about 3-point lighting, which is like a much more like interviewee setup, which is all to say that our personal preferences in lighting itself is those LED panels are nice, but what I need and what I already have from a previous career in product design is softboxes. So I have large lamps. I actually just bought a newer one, which is very handy. And it has a big lantern softbox on it to like give my entire room a good fill. Because the other part of this is the light kit that I want, like I want to have around with me, is one that is, it's versatile for the video essay stuff that I do as well as the stream stuff. Which is all to get to the point, I've had to move my desk. And by moving my desk, I've now exposed all of the problems that have been with my desk the entire time that I've been able to ignore because my desk has been up against a wall. Which means today we're playing a little bit of hooky, and we're doing some cable management, and I'm building a goddamn bookshelf because I cannot spend 24 hours in my office and just be in the most chaotic space I've ever been in. It has reached the point where it is bad, and is going to be driving me nuts. So we're going to do that. And I guess like the big point here is I want to, we talk about games on this podcast a lot, right? Like there's a lot of stuff about video games. There is, you know, for the most part, it's about how shitty the industry is, how excited I am for an upcoming thing, how much I enjoy or dislike a particular in vogue game. I have a game that is coming up, probably my last review for the year as we kind of slip into go-to season. It's called Duskpunk and is a Citizen Sleeper-esque game, but in a, you know, a steampunky kind of revolutionary setting, which is my vibe. But I think the other part of this that we never really talk about in game spaces in general is there's other shit going on, right? Like we all have exterior lives doing other things. And so I kind of wanted to just talk a little bit about the process behind doing this and like why is it that, you know, all we ever want to talk about are video games when, oh boy, this is a traffic disaster. Holy cow. And just kind of like talk a little bit about that. Like I'm building a bookshelf. This is a skill also that I have acquired over, you know, decades of time. I grew up with a dad who was like relatively good at, I would not say woodworking, I would say construction. Like built decks as a kid, and you know, I built my own shelving unit in my childhood bedroom. And that's kind of a skill that I've carried forward with, like, you know, new tools, new technology. I have a very large desktop, quote unquote, desktop CNC router in my basement that I have like designed furniture on and built stuff out of. My previous desk was actually one of those desks that I made. I think it's important, I guess, the big point here, if we can kind of really wrap this up in a good top level point is, yes, on Saturday, I will be playing video games for 24 hours with my best friend, who we have started a video game website, podcast, and like video channel. But I think that in the like pejorative, you know, it's good to touch grass kind of thing, I think it is also very helpful for us to find other avenues for our enjoyment and find things that, you know, give us energy and give us life outside of the digital worlds that we live in so much. I find that, you know, building furniture or thinking about design, like playing with Lego with my kid, or like finding ways to have more tactile, physical interactions with the world, whether that's, you know, lifting weights, going for a run, you know, simply enjoying a walk and picking up leaves, like becoming a person who is noticing the birds around you. You know, I think there are a lot of different ways that you can interact with the outside world without having to interact with the outside world's people, which, you know, depending on where you live, may be more fun or less fun. But I think that it's always good to like acquire some skills or like dig into new interests, because it's something that I think about, especially at the end of the year, where, you know, I think a lot of my interest in the tech space and the podcast space for the past like 15 years, maybe more than that, has been productivity generally. That was my, like, one of my intro points to podcasting in general is listening to a bunch of productivity shows that I really like. And as I've gotten older, you know, you test those things out, you find new methodologies, you find out if a methodology is even something that you really need, and then you refine what you have. And part of that is thinking about skill acquisition and thinking about, you know, how you fill your time, being aware of, you know, what makes you happy to spend your time doing, and what, you know, recognizing that maybe this frustration or friction I'm feeling with this game is, like, actually not the good kind, and it's time to go somewhere else. And so having an avenue like building furniture, or, you know, even the fiddly things like cable management, like, I get an exceptional amount of peace putting cables in bundles and attaching them to a desk and making it look pretty. And I think that it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to sit down and do that. But at the end of the day, I think having something else that is, even if it's, like, not just for you, like, something else that is not, like, I don't have growth metrics attached to, you know, the furniture that I make, right? Like, I did, and the growth was mostly flat. So now we don't do that anymore. But so I'm trying to find a way to keep it pretty bare bones and keep it kind of level, so that it makes me happy instead of something that is something that I must do. And so, like, really the end goal here is, obviously I'm going to be real happy making this furniture today. I'll probably post some pictures of it if it looks good. If it looks like trash, you won't see it. And you'll never know it existed. But I'm also very much looking forward to finally getting all of these books off of my floor, and, like, having a space that feels good and right again. And I encourage you to do that too. Like, find a thing that is, like, fun and enjoyable, and it's something that you can, like, really just get stuck into. 'Cause really it's good to have something else that you can kind of really dig into that, I don't know, like, it just gives you something else to look forward to, or something else to plan for, or something else, you know, to let your mind dig into, because, you know, if nothing else, the break will be good. And kind of best case scenario, maybe you find some other people who also like doing that and have a fun conversation about it. Like, as this world continues to decline, I don't know how best to put it. The only thing you really are gonna end up having to rely on and, like, help you through all this are all the people around you. And the more good people you can surround yourself with, the more good avenues you have for, like, solid conversation and, you know, support. And I think we all need that. And this has been, like, a good avenue for me to do that. So, I don't know. What's this one called? This is going to be called The Point. Get a hobby. That is video games. Wow. Yeah, we did it. Extra Life. November 8th, starting around 9 a.m. Eastern time. We're going for 24 hours. Come hang out. It's going to be a blast. I will name a dorpy animal in No Man's Sky after you if you come hang out. Like I said, donations are all going to support the Boston Children's Hospital. It's kind of the cool thing where Extra Life just kind of takes care of it all. You don't have to worry about, like, donating bits and then hoping that equates to dollars. I've watched a lot of coverage about a particular charity fraud and would prefer not to deal with that at all. So, yeah. Come hang out. twitch.tv/70%complete. Probably. All right. See you later. Have a good rest of your day.